Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm that nerd dad, Joel Williamson, and this is That Nerd Dad Podcast. This is take like 5, because I haven't been happy with my introductions. Let's see if this one sticks. So my guests this week, I have two guests, one show. You get it. It's a great value for you, the viewer and listener. My guests this week are Mark and Jeff Rogers. And I hear you saying, who the hell are Mark and Jeff Rogers and why should I care? Well, Mark and Jeff Rogers created Knuckle. Now, if you're Canadian, you probably know what that is. American or listener around the world may not be familiar with Knuckle. It's Canadian Wordle. It's Wordle that doesn't take itself so seriously. And these brothers got it off the ground. So my chat with them is next. And I'm going to preface it by saying this. A lot of the times when I go into a conversation with someone, I've done extensive research. I know what I'm getting into. I kind of went into this interview blind. And it ended up being a terrific chat. Just fantastic. These are two very likable individuals who I think you're going to fall in love with. You might see some stars in your eyes, might get a little after talking to them. So stay tuned for that conversation, which, I mean, that's why you're here. You're here to listen to the conversation. So here it is. Of Knuckle, creators of Knuckle, founders and creators of Knuckle, Mark and Jeff Rogers. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Was so short notice and last minute. It was like you guys kind of, we connected through Brittle Star essentially.
That's it.
And it was like, hey, why don't you guys come on the show? And you're like, sure, we'd love to. And then it was like, how about tomorrow? I'm like, okay, yeah, I can make that work. I can make that work. So I'm going to start with a question that's been bothering me, because sure. I try to do a little research. I try to do a little homework on my guests beforehand. And the only article I can find is from like 2022 ish. And it said that the game was ending on Canada Day. Am I still getting new content or am I getting rehashed puzzles?
You are getting full new content. So you are right that our first iteration of the game actually was purposely lined up to finish on Canada Day. So we actually zoomed in on, okay, we want to build up to this peak of a final word on Canada Day, Knuckle, the Canadian version of Wordle. And we had enough words to make it to Canada Day and then took a break over the summer. We didn't know what we were going to do or if we were going to continue or if we were going to just sort of have a run. How long was this word game craze going to last? So it ended up being, let's take a look over the summer, see how things go. We launched the second version of the game in October, and version 2 of Knuckle has been running for the last 7 months, 7 or 8 months we've got going now. So yeah, you are looking at full new set of words. We've had over 400 words of the 5-letter word game, daily Canadian word game, and it's still going. So we're going strong.
I'm a daily player. And what I like about your game is obviously it's a little simpler than Wordle, but at the same time, I have to think more creatively because the words themselves, like I think the other day it was like couch. And yes. I was like, it's just not a word that comes to mind. I don't like, obviously I see a couch every day, but I don't think about the word couch.
So absolutely.
A little bit of creative spin on there. The couch, how is that Canadian?
Do you want to go?
Yeah. Oh, I have to remember the fun fact that we used for couch. That's the big thing about Knuckle is every word that we bring you is going to have some sort of a fun fact at the end. And that's the thing that a lot of our fans love. And so one of the big things is, I don't know if you remember, The Big Comfy Couch. It was a
yes.
children's television show, right? So Canadian. And it went for 100 episodes from 1992 to 2006. Also, we made mention that a lot of Canadians do often refer to sofas or couches as Chesterfields. So a lot of things like that. So, yeah, it's not going to necessarily ring Canada when you think of when you see the word right away. But then we try and bring that fact in there to kind of show you how we've tied it back to Canada in an interesting way.
When I saw a couch, I thought of Bob and Doug McKenzie. That was my Canadian tie-in.
Nice. Ooh, there you go.
The
see?
Couch with yeah. the two fours and the back bacon, and I'm like, that's where my brain went with it.
Yeah, that's nice. Awesome. There are two favorite hosers. We've referenced them multiple times when we did the word hoser, when we talked about a bunch of stuff with them. So, no, there's some awesome Canadiana references, and it really has become a lot about the fun fact and that the hook on the game is now you play the game and you say, oh, wow, this is how it's tied to Canada. Here's some cool trivia. Here's something I didn't know about how this word ties to Canada. And to be honest, that's the feedback we get the most is we love your game because of the fun fact. And now when we play Wordle, it's sort of boring because we play it and then there's nothing at the end. And we see what happens with Knuckle and we get this cool trivia nugget. So it gives a bit of water cooler talk. And really, I think a lot of people bond over that sort of tie to that nostalgia and that Canadiana.
That's awesome. With Wordle, like you said, there's no treat. There's no reward at the end for your efforts. It's just you try to lord it over your friends, I guess, by sharing it. But you don't learn anything.
Well, and this was Jeff's brainchild, really. At the beginning, I was just tweeting out about the word the next day. And Jeff said, we should actually hook this into the actual game and make it part of the gameplay and make it a fun fact that you see, not just whoever's following us on social media. And that really became the thing.
Yeah.
So that's how you cheat at the game. You wait for the social media hint.
And we always post the next day. So yes, if you want to go back in the archives and play the old games, you follow our social media and you're going to get the answers.
You get all the hints.
Yeah.
Okay. Obvious question. I feel like it has to be asked. What's a Knuckle? What's a Knuckle?
So it's not a real thing, but we were coming up with trying to think of how we would name this thing. And there were all these spinoffs of Wordle. There was Gordle for hockey player names. There's Cordle with the four Wordles at the same time.
That game's impossible. All,
right? What was that?
That game's impossible, Quartal.
Oh, yeah. It's
above tough. My it's head.
Tough. Yeah. Everything ended in ull or dull. And so we were trying to think of, okay, what are some Canadian words that we can throw in there to come up with a name? We were like, okay, moosel, beaverdull. I forget what some of the other ones were. But I don't know. I don't know where I was watching actually hockey. And so that got me thinking, okay, Canucks and then Knuckle. And then it just kind of stuck. We didn't really have any others that we really thought would roll off the tongue as well. So
two of the other options were Wordle A was one we thought about just to throw the A in there, which would just be adding an H to Wordle. That would have sort of been cool. And another person suggested it was actually on CBC The Debaters. It was an episode where they threw out one of those things. What would you call the Canadian version of Wordle? And I think one person suggested five pin Wordle, which was pretty funny, and Wordle with a U, which also would have been good. With
the that's
U.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, some good classic stuff. I really like both of those.
Wordle with a U might could be feels like kind of Slavic. Feels like it could have been Viking-ish. again, I'm going to tell you my interpretation of it. When I started kind of going, okay, why would it be called Canada Moose Knuckle?
Knuckle. It works. However you come to it, it works.
There you go.
That's how I got there. But it's actually a Vancouver Canucks game was the inspiration. Interesting.
There you go.
Look, you guys are upfront and say, look, it's a Canadian version of Wordle. Was there ever a legal jeopardy situation about using an existing code and kind of making it your own?
Yeah. Great question. Yeah. I'll start. Jeff can add it actually started out with us reverse engineering the Wordle code that was open source and out there publicly available before New York Times actually purchased and copywrote the code for Wordle. So we were able to reverse engineer it, add a Canadian spin on it, make it our flavor. But it was the original Wordle code base. And that ran until Canada Day. And then that version 2 that I spoke about, that last iteration of the latest iteration that we have up there is completely replatformed and rebaselined. And it's our own version of the code now that was completely rewritten by Jeff. So everything that's out there right now is all proprietary owned by us. And we're not using the Wordle code base anymore. So that really avoids any New York Times lawyers coming to say hello to Canada. So
I'm guessing they're pretty high priced lawyers from yeah. New York Times.
Yeah. That's great.
So, but you're saying it's all proprietary now. So someone right. couldn't download it and try to rip you guys off.
There you go. Yeah. Now it's not open source. It's shown on the website as like through a binary file. So you wouldn't be able to actually look and see the code, but unless you somehow decrypted it all. So unless you're a crazy genius,
you've got to be really committed to ripping off Canuck.
Yeah, you'd have to be really into it. Yeah. Yeah.
It feels very un-Canadian if someone did that. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Let's put it that way. Any words you regret? Any words where you're like, we shouldn't have used that word. I know, like, look, it's 5 letters, so it eliminates all the 4-letter yeah, words, which are
there's
fun.
Been a, but... There's been a few. There's been a few. And there's been a lot where, like, we get emails, like, people get angry on. Sometimes we use plurals, and really it's just to get some of those iconic words in there that wouldn't necessarily have gotten in. Like lakes, you know, you can't do lake. So we threw it in with lakes. People really get angry when we use plurals, but it's just, it helps us, you know, get some of the big words that mean a lot in Canada.
The correct word is not angry. It's passionate for word yes. game folks, right? I mean, appropriate for your name. There's word nerds out there that play these word games every day, and yeah. Wordle doesn't do plurals, right? So yeah. when we started doing plurals, they were like, oh, now you're just doing 4-letter words with S on the end. They still are 5-letter words, but yeah. people get used to a certain style, right? So it's what makes Canuckle a bit more unique. It's uniquely Canadian. We've got a different flavor on it, and we've done proper nouns too. We've done Banff. We did Yukon. We did Huron. We did Métis. So we try to feature a variety. We're not doing, you know, small Canadian towns that are really maybe unknown to a lot of people, but some iconic things. And if we can get Yukon in there and feature that as one of our territories, of course we're going to do it, right?
I'll just say, what pisses me off about the game?
Now let's hear it. It's your time.
Is when the same letter appears twice in the word.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm expecting a letter. If I get red, I'm good. I don't need to use that letter again.
That's it. Yeah.
No, sometimes you got to use that letter again. That pisses me off.
Anyways. Yeah, that's the hard part. aside from all those other words, probably the biggest controversial word was a boot. So we made a joke and just threw in a boot, like A-B-O-O-T. And people really didn't appreciate that one. Some people laughed it off. Some people, and it was, luckily it was one of our earlier words, so we hadn't really gained a lot of user base. But
that was it. Fun. Did it ruin streaks? Like people get invested in those streaks.
Yeah. We didn't have streaks at that time, thankfully, and our user base was not quite as big. But I can tell you the most recent one that did ruin a lot of streaks, because a lot of people just didn't think we'd go there. So April 1st, April Fool's Day, we said, we're going to do something fun here. We want to do something a little bit different. Turns out the inventor of the whoopee cushion is Canadian. And we're like, how fun would it be if we did the word farts on April 1st? It's sort of, you know, it's going to get some laughs, practical jokes, the whoopee cushion. How cool is that? So we had people messaging us saying, I can't believe you went there. You know, I can't believe you used that word. I'm not a 6-year-old boy, so I didn't guess that word. So yeah, we had a lot of feedback from the passionate word crew that we were a little bit too immature on April Fool's Day trying to do something fun. So these are the type of risks you have to take, but hey, who knows?
Next April Fool's Day, shart. Shart.
There you go. There you go. Maybe toots. Maybe we got lots of options, right? Yeah.
I think that should become the thing now. I'm with you guys on April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
It should be some sort of flatulence related.
The knuckle does it different. This is what we do.
How many active users are there daily now?
So right now we're
400
are,
days.
Yeah, we're into word number 404, 405 right now. We're between 50 and 55,000 daily users with the second iteration. So, I mean, we're in the, you know, the high millions for, you know, the number of users, unique users around the world, over 225 countries. It's been played all over the place. We've got a cool map actually that shows it's a, you know, everyone sort of virtually drops their pin. Instead of pins, we use bottles of maple syrup. So they're dropping little maple syrup bottles all over the world. It's a pretty cool distribution around the world for Knuckle, and it's fun to see how big it's grown.
Look, I don't want this to turn into a strictly a love fest, but one of the things that is really cool about the game, the uniqueness of Canada, but it's not just the stereotypical stuff. Like right. I want to say yesterday, may have been yesterday, was smoke, and it wasn't just because, you know, Bob and Doug McKenzie smoking darts on the couch, right? It was, you tied it back to the Aboriginals and the native people. Was on your social media platform, expressing that connection and not just ha, 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 smoke. It's like, no, here's how it ties into our history.
That's right. Yeah.
Obviously that's a conscious decision.
100%.
Is that a tag team thing? Are you guys both super passionate about that?
Yeah, we both curate the words together and work on the fun facts together. I think that's a big part of how the game has evolved. Early on, we didn't put as much thought. It was sort of, let's just put a list of words and we'll let them run. Now we're actually aligning with, you know, reflecting on Canadian history and saying, hey, actually, you know, this next week is this special national day, or it's, you know, National Indigenous History Month, and let's focus on that. So we've really tried to tie to, and if you've been playing the game, if you're, you know, if you want a hint, you know, do a quick Google, what is today? You know, is today a national day? Is today some, you know, national rocket ship day? So, you know, I better guess plume or launch or something like that. So yeah, really that's what ends up happening is we've tried to really tie into what are some cool things we can feature about Canada and how can we tie into that?
How do the words get into the system? Now, what I mean by that is, are you two seriously sitting down having conversations and saying, I have 100 Canadian words. How many did you bring to the table? Let's see how they match and eliminate the overlap and blah, blah, blah. Or are you at the point now where you've developed AI and the AI says Canadiana and it pumps in 5-letter words all day long?
I'll let Jeff start and then I can add.
This sounds like a Jeff thing. Okay.
It's funny. Well, Mark does a lot of the research involved in getting a lot of the words. I mean, we started by trying to just, think of Canadian words. Mark actually mentioned to me yesterday that it's starting to, you know, we're stretching it. We're getting like closer to the end of what our 5-letter words, actually, we still have plenty more, but in terms of finding new ones, it's almost like we just look and find a 5-letter word and then try to find something Canadian about it.
Okay.
Now, whereas earlier on it was, oh, that's something Canadian. It's obviously something about this with a fun fact and hey, it's a 5-letter word. That's great. So yeah, we've got a list of words. Once we've decided what the next, you know, 20 will be, we load it into the game, update it, it refreshes on your browser. You've got all the new words for those next 20 that are loaded up. So we got to do it in chunks. Sorry.
It's a daily game. 20 words doesn't get you through the month.
Right. So now we do it in these 20 word chunks so that we can, you know, focus on, you know, writing out the fun facts. Hey, does this look good? Hey, does this make sense? Is there anything we're missing? And then we load them in, and then, you know, in another 10 days, we'll load another 20, and you just keep it going. So
this is why people like you are successful. You guys are committed to doing this. I'm tired hearing about it.
If you told us, we would have got past 400 words. I mean, and we probably have about 150 more words on the bench. We've thought about expanding to 6-letter words, which is something we're thinking about doing.
Is bench one of them?
It's not the bench. We haven't run the word bench. I can tell you it is on our list. Spoiler for anyone listening. This like is one that is on
benches.
Yeah, exactly.
There's hockey benches, there's backbencher politicians. I mean, there's a lot of cool references for Canada. But you did mention AI. I have to quickly mention, I did ask ChatGPT to propose some canuckle five-letter words.
Yeah.
And it actually proposed the word brass the other day, which we used as a word.
For the brass rail.
Brass button. Brass buttons on RCMP and the Canadian Brass, which is a famous five-piece Canadian brass music band. So lots of cool options out there. ChatGPT is not quite as creative as Jeff and I have to say, but it's not bad getting some cool ideas.
And it lies a lot. It'll just straight up, it'll say like a Canadian invented this, and then you look it up. No, a Canadian didn't.
Yeah, it's not quite there yet. Yeah.
The only time I've used ChatGPT is when I occasionally when I write for Cryer Media, I will I'll ask it to summarize a hockey hockey playoffs, and I'll ask it to do it in the tone of William Shakespeare, and I'll just be like, give me an article about the hockey game last night in the style of William Shakespeare, because that's fun for me.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. Yeah. Asking it to write a haiku or any poetry, it's so good at that.
But I could see how it could make someone lazy.
Oh yes.
Because in 30 seconds it's written 300 words and then you just have to edit it.
You know what? We thought that about Google though, right? We thought Google was going to make us lazy, but now we use it as a tool to research and supplement and find things, right? So I can see where it's going to go, but we're still at its infancy right now.
It's still early on.
Is there what's the evolution for Canuckle?
Yeah,
absolutely. Is there we've got the game; it's a success. You mentioned you toying with the potential of six letters. What's the evolution for Canuckle? What's next?
Yeah, so six letters is definitely on the table right now. We might move to four letters, which may please you and some users who want to take our name in vain.
George Carlin is going to have a ball with that.
A lot of great Canadian four-letter words out there too. So it's really thinking about once we get a base of this large number of words, at the end, do we start recycling words? We started thinking about doing Throwback Thursdays, where we use some of the OG words that ran in the first couple months that a lot of people didn't get to play. So we might try to introduce some of that and think about how this could sustain longer term. We've considered doing things like putting a Canuckle flavor on other online games like Canuckle Solitaire, maybe Canuckle Word Search, Canuckle Jumbo, Canuckle Mahjong, where really, it becomes a Canuckle sort of game space or portal where you know where you're going. You're coming to a Canadian game area and you can play and, distract yourself or have, 20 minutes of just checking out some cool Canadian games. So those are some things to think about. Again, this is a side hustle for both Jeff and I. We have full-time jobs. We're doing this evenings, we're doing this weekends, where, when we can, we both have young families too. So it's, we'll see where it goes right now. Really at the end of the day, if Tim Hortons makes an offer and wants to buy the game, that would be the ideal thing to do. They can just run the word Timbits every time they want to do a promo, but yeah, we'll see where it goes. At this point, we're still having fun with it and we still got words to run.
It's your vacation fund. I'm sure.
There you go.
I'm sure 100%. Very nice vacation fund that this is earning you, gentlemen. Okay, so Mark, you mentioned young family. I know you're very active on social media. You have three girls. I have three boys. So I envy your lifestyle. Jeff, you have a young family. You're not on social media, as far as I can tell. And I looked.
I really don't post much. I just kind of keep to myself on that side of things. But I've got a 4 and a 6-year-old boy and girl. So,
one and one. So you're done. You're stopping.
One and one. I'm done. Yeah.
I tried for the girl. Another penis. Okay. So now I'm done because my wife is like, I can't have four boys. If we come back and it's another, we're barely going to hold on with three.
Yeah. So, that's awesome.
Gentlemen, this has been a blast. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm so glad this came together as quickly as it did. A good day, eh?
You have an awesome day, you hoser.
Take off. What if it's top billing in the brothers? Next time I'll ask them that, because they're definitely coming back. Occasionally you'll hear me say this during this portion of the show, if you've stuck around this long. I say the conversation continued after we ended. That was this case as well. Mark and Jeff, Jeff or Mark, depending on who is older, more important. I don't know. They were super generous with their time, even after the conversation ended. And we hung around and chatted. And I probably could have kept rolling. But you know me. I like to keep things 30-ish minutes. And we're right in that sweet spot. But they're going to come back. I told them the next time they have anything to promote, then once the next evolution of Knuckle hits, or shit, if they just want to come back and promote it again, I'll be happy to sit down and talk to those dudes, because I think we became friends. I think I made a friend today. Thank you, the listener, the viewer. Thanks for sticking it out all these years. We have been on a hot streak recently, haven't we? Knuckle Founders, Brittle Star, Spenny, Scotty Trades. Oh my God, I'm blanking on names. Just left, right, and center. We've been on a hot streak and I want to keep it going. So I will continue to put out feelers and ask interesting people if they want to talk to me. Sometimes they say yes. Thanks to Cryer Media for putting this shindig on. Thanks for Dean Blundell, just because he's a pretty cool dude who got me going down this journey. And once again, thanks to you. Tell a friend, tell an enemy, be well, be safe.
Thanks for listening.
Damn.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.